always nice to have a sense of pride when you're traveling, and it's also pretty cool to see other people from where you're from and get that sense of pride as well.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake, and we're so happy to be joined by one of Ohio's best when it comes to lifting and bodybuilding, but also when it comes to travel and just having fun. Mark Darden joins the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, D?
It's going well, man. It's not going as well as it's going for you, Mark. We know you're out traveling right now. We can even hear the noise in the background. So, Mark, real quick for social media purposes, man, give folks your, you know, how to follow you and whatnot, because that's how we kind of found you and following along all your adventures, man.
Yeah, no problem. You can follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter at Buckeye Muscle. And also you can check out my blog site, which is BuckeyeMuscle.com.
Yeah, and that stuff there, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get the part of what we're about to go to in the interview here. It's just great to get that information so people can follow along as they're listening, Mark. But we're going to get to that part in a little bit. We know that you're, you know, Cleveland born and raised, Ohio Buckeye born and bred. Tell folks your origin story, man. We see the superhero T-shirts and stuff like that. So tell folks how you got, you know, into the fitness lifestyle and how you sparked this love, not only of travel, but just sports and all that stuff. Give us how that came to be.
Well, I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. I went to school at Cleveland Central Catholic from 2004 to 2008. And then in high school, I did cross country and track. So I used to hate lifting after track practice because we used to run around for like 2 or 3 hours. Then we had to go lift afterwards. And I used to despise lifting weights. After high school, I decided I wanted to make a change before I went to college. So I started getting into powerlifting and lifting. And pretty much that just carried on throughout college and to the present day. So I've been lifting consistently for about the last 9 years or so.
Pretty appropriate that you were an Ironman considering going to Central Catholic here in Cleveland and now what you enjoy doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Tell folks some highlights of what you did. We know that you participate in everything from 5Ks. You're constantly pushing yourself and challenging yourself, man. Tell us a little bit about why that's so important to you.
For me, it's just to keep life interesting. It's always nice to look at a challenge and just see if you can do it or not. And if you succeed, that's great. And if you don't succeed, it's just a lesson that you learn. Over the last couple of years, I've competed in the Arnold Pump and Run 5K. So what you'll do is you'll bench press your body weight for up to 30 reps. And then you'll run a 5K afterwards. And I've done that for the last 7 years. Also, last year, I competed in the Rite Aid Cleveland Marathon. That was an experience. It rained, it snowed, it hailed. There was a crackle of thunder, but I ended up surviving and finished the race. I was sore for about the next couple of days, but I ended up finishing the race.
Well, that's definitely Cleveland weather and definitely Cleveland strong. We started the podcast. I was a little hesitant putting myself out there, but you just got to do it when you do that kind of stuff. But you're on a whole nother level, man, when it comes to social and everything that you do. You really let people get all aspects of what you're doing, and it's pretty cool, man. But did you ever have any hesitation about, you know, anything like that?
Yeah, somewhat. Like, with Instagram, I've only had my Instagram account for about the last 2.5 years, but I know Instagram has been around a lot longer. I was kind of a late bloomer when it came to the trend, so I think I decided 2015, like on New Year's, I was going to get an account, and then I just started posting some of my old bodybuilding pics and workout videos, and then started learning more about how to use Instagram with hashtagging and use like the locator to tell people like where you're at, and then it just really just snowballed from there.
What's your personal best right now on the bench, man?
My best I ever benched is 275. The best I ever did in competition is about 260. And then for squats, the most I've ever squatted is 369. And for deadlifts, it'll be 440.
Well, you're definitely lifting up the state of Ohio and all the Cleveland teams and of course, the Buckeyes. When you represent, when you're doing those lifting stuff, I saw the one video you had, you're throwing up 240. So that's why I wanted to ask you about your personal best. But talk to people, our listeners that might not be from Ohio and Cleveland. This is one of the things that I have to explain when I'm traveling a lot. And I'm sure you get this question, too. Why do you have that passion and love in the way you represent your favorite team?
It's going up in Cleveland, Ohio. You grow up with the pride of all of the sports teams. Like, as you know, Cleveland is not necessarily it's kind of a rough city, but it makes you strong. And with some of our sports teams, like the Browns, they haven't been doing so hot, but you still have to show dedication to your team. And that's pretty much how it is when it comes to representing where you're from. It's always nice to have a sense of pride when you're traveling. And it's also pretty cool to see other people from where you're from and get that sense of pride as well.
Absolutely. And loyalty is all we know, definitely being from Cleveland. Question, are the glasses on?
Right now I have sunglasses on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we know that's one of your catchphrases. So explain that and explain where in the world is Mark Darden.
Where in the world is Mark Darden? I just came up with that little phrase because I remember when I was little, there was a show called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the first time I used that line was when I went to Toronto 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I just made up the little hashtag. And then when it came to the glasses, I think I started bringing up the glasses when I went to Washington, D.C. a couple of months later in 2015. Because one thing I noticed is when I travel, I usually wear glasses when I travel. And then when I'm at wherever I'm at, I'll probably use contacts or wear contacts and then maybe wear some sunglasses over them. So I wear the sunglasses just to keep the line going, though. When the glasses are on, there's some travel going on.
Definitely, definitely. You got to have those glasses on or the contacts, man, to see where you're going. If you're in London, like you've been to anywhere, you don't want to get off the wrong tube stop, man, and have some hard times. But you definitely built Cleveland strong, so you probably can handle yourself.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, you know, when you're traveling, is it hard to find, you know, like your nutrition balance along with places to work out?
When it comes to me traveling, usually I just eat whatever I want or eat whatever I feel like eating, because what I notice when I travel, I walk around a lot. Like, when I went to Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago, I averaged about 9 miles of walking per day. So for me, that's kind of like my cardio. And then when it comes to working out, usually I go to, like, a corporate gym such as, like, a L.A. Fitness or, like, a 24-hour fitness. I usually just try to find a gym that's close by or very convenient for me. But usually when I go to other cities, I try to find, like, the small mom-and-pop type gym. Because the gym I go to right now in Columbus is called Beyond Limits Training, and it has that community family vibe to it. So I try to find that same vibe to wherever place I go.
All right. Now, we hear a lot of sound in the background. You told me you just got done watching the Tigers play. So we know you saw the Motor City Kitties in action. But you're doing a full baseball tour, man. You're almost at 15, so you're halfway there. It's easy because mm-hmm. you got two in Ohio. So that was a great thing. But how's that going, man? How much fun are you having? And then how are the fans receiving you on your tour?
It's going pretty good. For the most part, all of the fans all the stadiums I've been to have received me pretty well. There was one game, though, I went to the Philadelphia Phillies game back in April, and I went with one of my college friends because she lives in Philly now. And when we got to our seats, we started catching up about our lives and whatnot, and I ended up bringing up the fact that I was a casual fan. And that didn't go over too well because the fans right in front of me, they said that, no, you're going to have to be a fan of the Phillies or we're going to throw you out of the stadium. And when they told me that the Phillies had scored 4 runs already, and it was also, I think it was T-shirt night because it was their opening weekend. And then I ended up telling them that I would put on the T-shirt if the Phillies end up scoring 6 runs. They ended up scoring 6 runs, and then when it was all said and done, they scored 12 runs in the first inning.
Hmm.
And when the game was over, they ended up winning 17-3.
Oh, wow. That was a Phillies miracle there, because they usually don't score a run. Only guy scoring runs there usually is the Fanatic hitting the bases. But, that's amazing. So what's some of the cool things that you've seen at these different baseball stadiums that most fans might not know about?
One of the things that stuck out to me was AT&T Park in San Francisco. And I got to say, for right now, that's the most beautiful park I've been to so far. It it overlooks McCovey Coles,
yes,
over the San Francisco Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And it was cool because in the concourse, it had like a display where it had like all of their World Series championships from the last couple of years. And it was just cool because usually stadiums just put that stuff in like a little museum, but it was like right in the concourse, like right for everybody to see. And it was cool just seeing people take pictures with their 3 world championships over the last couple of years. San Diego's park was pretty cool as well because there is an old warehouse and they incorporated that into the park itself. So a good like a little piece of the warehouse is in part of left field. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that Petco Park right in the middle of San Diego, downtown San Diego, which is also cool. And I've actually been there. But it's kind of based off the same thing, kind of Camden Yards. So, yeah, it's definitely an awesome building. It looked cool last year, too, when they had everybody hitting the home runs over that part of the warehouse for the home run derby.
Yeah, it's a funny story. With San Diego, I did get that one on my my tour, but I originally wanted to get it last Sunday. I was on vacation last week, so I originally went down to San Diego last Sunday to get Petco Park, but the game actually got postponed because it got postponed for inclement weather, and they called the game 2 hours before the game was supposed to start, and it was kind of like an overcast day. But right when the game was supposed to start at 1:40, it started to rain, and it ended up raining for like 4 to 5 hours. So in hindsight, it was a good call on their part. But for me, it was just like, oh, man, I got to come back down here to get this stadium.
I never even thought about that. That throws a little wrench into your travel plan. I mean, you're really knocking these things out, man. Tell people like the duration of time that it's taken just to get the 14 stadiums you visited so far.
I started in early April, and I think it's the middle of May right now, so about a month and a half or so.
Yeah, that's a crazy pace. Crazy pace. You know they got 182 games, Mark, man. You can take your time. You don't have to get them all, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's that I live in Columbus, Ohio, so for me, I'm not too worried about the Midwest teams, but it's a little harder to get out to the West Coast. So last week, as I said, I was on vacation, so that's when I decided to get all of the California teams. That way I don't have to keep making trips out from Columbus to the Bay Area or L.A.
What do you see yourself going towards?
One of my ultimate goals is to visit a home game for all of the major league or all of the pro teams in North America. So all of the NBA teams, all of the NHL teams, all of the NFL teams. Also, I do like to start a travel series when I go to different stadiums to go like behind the scenes tours of the stadiums. Because that's one thing I really do like to do. So when I was overseas last year, I ended up going to Wembley Stadium as well as Berlin or the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And I always thought those type of things were pretty cool to experience, seeing behind the scenes where the players, where they get ready to head out to the pitch, or seeing like different features of each stadium.
No, definitely. And that Wembley Stadium, you mentioned that, it just hosted that huge Klitschko-Joshua fight. So, I mean, that definitely, just beyond everything that happens on the pitch for the soccer clubs, is awesome. And then we know that stadium in Berlin hosted the World Cup.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool because it actually has like a church in, like down in the stadium. And there's like a wall that's like gold leaf, and it has a prayer in like 18 different languages. So that was pretty unique to see.
What's on the fitness side goals when it comes to it? Are you coming up in any competitions or anything like that?
Oh, no marathons anytime soon. I'll never say I won't do a marathon again, but we'll see how that turns out. Right now I got planned is the Big Ten 10K in Chicago, and also I have a Spartan race in Washington, D.C. in July.
Awesome stuff. Well, we'll definitely be following along. Give people, we're going to get you out of here on this one, man. One quick bonus question. What are you listening to when you're traveling and stuff like that? What's getting you pumped up right now? One of your favorite tracks, man?
Usually like Project Pat from back in 2001. Yeah, because I remember when my brother, he got that CD, and I ended up listening to it when I was little, and then that just popped into my head recently. So I've been listening to that CD a lot.
Yeah, that's real Cleveland right there, man. That's real Cleveland. I mean, well, make sure, like, give your social media links and any shout-outs you got, man. People know how to follow you yet again, and then...
Yeah, no problem. Again, you can follow me on social media. Follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter at Buckeye Muscle. Also, you can follow me on my blog website, which is BuckeyeMuscle.com. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my aunt, my Uncle Mark, all of my family, my brother. Also, my gym, Beyond Limits Training in Columbus, Ohio, as well as all of my friends from OSU.
Absolutely. As always, go Bucks.
Go Buckeyes. I had to let people know here in Detroit that it's all about the Buckeyes.
I'm sure you got some hairball haters walking around up there.
Yeah, I had some Go Blue chants, but I had to let them know it's about the Buckeyes.
Well, we know it's been over 2,000 days since day one, so I don't even know what they're talking about anymore, you know, since they beat Ohio State. So I don't, you know, mm-hmm. It's only a rivalry in their minds at this point. So,
yeah.
But we want to thank you so much for joining the podcast, man, and taking some time out of your busy schedule during traveling. And, man, we wish you luck in completing the goal. Only about 15, 16 stadiums left to go. And we're definitely going to be following along, man. And we just want to say, man, we love your passion for everything Ohio, man. And you're just somebody that we had to reach out to and feature on our podcast because you're everything that we try to talk about with this podcast with an Ohio bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me, Mark, on the show.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening.